This is the Grant and Jimmy podcast. Here's Grant and Jimmy.
Do you have eclipse fever?
A bit, yeah. I'm not going to look at it. I'm kind of afraid of burning my eyes. My eyesight's already bad.
Well, I was going to say, it seems like you've already looked at a couple eclipses in your time with the way your eyes work. Why do they keep saying these only happen every 125 years and then like every 2 years there's another one, though? Because there was one like a few years ago. Remember when Trump was staring at it famously? Everyone was like, don't stare at the eclipse. And then there was a video picture of Trump staring directly at it.
Was it a solar eclipse or a lunar eclipse?
Oh, I don't know. What's the difference? One's at night? One's during the day or what?
I think so.
Okay. Well, I found an article that was debunking a couple of myths about today's eclipse. If you have eclipse fever, first one was that it will not make you go blind. They said it can damage your eyes and hurt your eyes, but you will not go blind. Just like when you touch yourself at night, Jimmy. It's not going to make you go blind.
I didn't do well for my eyesight, though.
Second myth was that you shouldn't watch it if you're pregnant. They said, if you're pregnant, you're okay to be outside today. The eclipse isn't going to do anything weird to your unborn baby. It's not going to give it superpowers or anything. And the third one was, there's a myth going around that there are no eclipses at the North and South Poles. Sounds like some sort of flat earth conspiracy, but they felt it was important enough to put out a thing saying that is not true. There have been eclipses at the poles, the North and the South Poles.
Kind of doesn't make sense that there would be, but that's just my
personal. We got a flat earther here.
No.
It seems like the first two, like going blind, if you're pregnant, those are two things that you should be concerned about, right? Like even I saw, they're like, don't drive during the eclipse. Don't video it with your phone because it could actually damage your phone. Those are things that you could worry about. Whether or not there's an eclipse at the North Pole, who cares? Anyways, lunchtime today. Eclipse fever, baby. Okay, Jimmy, that was not intentional.
No, not at all.
Kevin texted in, nice song segue. Bravo. And I was like, what's he talking about? Oh, I go blind, Hootie and the Blowfish, after we talked about the eclipse.
Talking about going blind if you look at the...
Maybe we should have taken credit for that. That's pretty good.
This is a Short Minute with Jimmy.
What do you got, Jimmy?
Okay, so Disney has released when they are doing The Mandalorian and Grogu, when the movie's coming to the theater.
I thought they killed that. Didn't we do a Short Minute with Jimmy where they were like, this is dead, we're not doing a movie anymore?
No, they weren't doing another season of it.
Oh, but they're still doing the movie.
They're still doing the movie.
Oh, okay.
So the movie's coming out. Are you sitting down? It's coming right around the corner. May 22nd, 2026.
2 years.
Okay, Tron Ares is October 2025.
Do you get excited about movies that are 2 years away?
They did that with the Obi-Wan. They were going to do a movie.
Yeah.
And then they canceled it and then turned it into a series. Oh, and Toy Story 5. I know you're into those.
I love Toy Story movies. I would take a Toy Story movie over Grogorian or whatever this is. Yeah.
But the dealing with the Mandalorian and Grogu, they showed a trailer of it, and it looks like it's going to be a direct sequel to the Ahsoka series. So it has Grand Admiral Thrawn.
Ahsoka Tano!
I hate it when you do that.
I loved Ahsoka Tano in that Shogun series, right? That's where she's from.
When are you moving to a different commune?
These movies are 10 years away. I'm so excited that we have you giving us all the latest info on them, though.
You're welcome.
You can always count on this show to bring you the latest on movies that are coming out in 10 years.
This is a Short Minute with Jimmy.
It's Jimmy at the Movies, 50 years of James P. White, doing a different movie from every year of your life. I obviously wasn't here last week, but what are we on, 88?
We're on 1988,
And what did you review?
Mississippi Burning.
Oh, that's a good movie. Mississippi Burning. Second, I have a clip here. It's not going to play, of course, but there is a clip there. So,
it was playing?
What's that?
It was playing.
Was it? It's not in my headphones, Jimmy.
Is it gun just for show? Or do you get to shoot people once in a while?
All right.
Okay, Gene Hackman was a badass in that movie. He was so good.
The movie where there's the car load of black teenagers, right? And then the cop.
And the cops pull them over and then kill them all.
Yeah, Willem Dafoe's in it.
Yes.
Michael Rooker from Walking Dead, he's in this one. Yeah. Gene Hackman,
Michael Rooker was a total jerk. But yeah, it was such... I watched that movie and I just can't believe how people could treat other people like that.
Yeah.
Like, it just totally blew my mind. And it really did happen.
I was going to say, it's kind of based on a true story, right?
But how can people do that? It flabbergasted me. Like, they were burning houses down with people in them.
Mm-hmm.
It's...
Not an easy watch, but a really good movie.
So much hate in that movie.
Yeah.
But there was one part I couldn't help but laugh when the one kid witnessed someone blowing up his house. They were driving around and he was in the back seat of the car wearing a cardboard box over his head with a cardboard slit so they couldn't see who was in the car so he could identify the person that he saw.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I couldn't help but laugh at that because, you know, how inconspicuous is it having a cardboard box with eye holes in the back seat of a car?
It sounds like one of your glory hole tours.
Yeah, but I gave that movie a 5 out of 5.
5 buttery cobs of Tabor corn out of 5. You know who else is in that movie is from Family Matters? Eddie.
Oh yeah, he was the kid.
Yeah.
He was one of the kids a witness of some stuff. Yeah.
All right. So coming up later in the show, we will pick a movie from 1989. Weekend at Bernie's. That might be an option. So we'll do that later.
Cruise mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
So I'm not going to give any spoilers, but if you are a Seinfeld fan or you were a Seinfeld fan, and you were disappointed with how it ended. A lot of people were. A lot of people said it was the worst night of TV ever. With the way it ended, with them going to jail and everything else. Last night, Curb Your Enthusiasm ended. They had their series finale. Of course, if you don't know, Larry David created Seinfeld. Curb Your Enthusiasm was his new show on HBO. It was an amazing show. Ran for like 12 seasons. You need to watch it if you're a Seinfeld fan. And last night was a series finale. And I guess, I haven't watched it yet, but all I'll say is he recreated the Seinfeld series finale the finale of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
That's kind of funny.
So I guess he did kind of the same thing. And you could see it with where the season was going, with him getting in legal trouble and stuff. I guess they recreated it and re-changed a wrong. They said they took what was a bad episode of TV with the end of Seinfeld and made it good with the end of Curb Your Enthusiasm. So,
you know, I don't know if you know this or not, but something I noticed last week, Jerry Seinfeld, his net worth is over $1 billion because of syndication, because of
the show. Same with Larry David. Like, Larry David and him split that money and they don't need to work. I think Larry David did Curb Your Enthusiasm because he liked doing it, to be honest. But yeah, they are loaded.
Cruise mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
What's going on at Boeing right now? It was a few years ago when all those MAX planes started crashing.
Yeah.
Remember there was like 2 or 3 plane crashes and it was all like the MAX 737 planes that were involved in that. And they grounded them for a while and then they started kind of sneakily flying them. And then the door flew off one over Alaska. By the way, it was just announced that they had to pay Alaska Air $160 million for that one when the door flew off. And this morning, another one. So a plane left Denver and then had to return because the hood flew off the engine. The engine cover fell off the plane mid-flight. There's a video of it. They're just flying along and all of a sudden, gone. They had to turn back and go back to Denver. But they better step their game up. Boeing. I don't know who else makes airplanes. Airbus and, I don't know, does Honda make an airplane? I feel like Toyota should start making airplanes. That'd be a good, reliable airplane. Lots of airbags and all sorts of things, yeah. Someone better step it up because Boeing is literally falling apart in the sky.
That's insane.
Do you think twice before getting on a Boeing? I might.
The Grant Report, brought to you by iFurniture. Better, cheaper, smarter. Visit iFurniture.ca. Now, Grant Johnson.
It's eclipse fever. Are you feeling it? This is the first eclipse of this kind since 1979. The last time we had a solar eclipse like this, Jimmy was in his third year of grade 8. Those linear equations, they'll get you. It does feel like this happens every 2 years, doesn't it? Like, I'll see one article, I'll read it, and it says, this hasn't happened since 1979. And then people are like, what about that picture of Trump staring at the sun? And they're like, oh yeah, well, no, there was one in 2017 too, but it was different. It wasn't as dark as this one. It is crazy how excited people are for this eclipse. Like, in places where there will be total darkness, Niagara Falls is one of those places, people are paying thousands of dollars to stand on the lawn of someone that lives there. So they're traveling to these places and then paying money. Just, can I stand on your lawn, sir? Here's a couple thousand dollars. I bet you wish you would have invested in those stupid-looking eclipse glasses after the last one. You just know it, too. There is some guy who has been sitting on a stockpile of eclipse glasses since like 1979, just waiting for his moment. He's been telling his wife all these years, there'll be another one. You'll see. Well, it's here, man. It's here.
This is a short minute with Jimmy.
What's going on, Jimmy?
Greta Thunberg.
Oh, Greta.
How dare you?
She's back in the news.
How dare you?
She was at a Dutch climate change protest.
She's still at it, hey?
She's still at it.
I thought that she was being forced to do it by her parents as a teenager, and as soon as she turned 18, she was going to, you know, do her own thing, and she was going to expose the truth about how she was being forced to be a climate activist and stuff.
I don't know if that's happening because she's now 21, and so she was arrested at this protest.
Okay.
They let her out.
Okay.
And then she went back to the protest.
Mm.
So they arrested her again.
Yeah.
So,
don't do that. If you get arrested somewhere and they let you out. Well, people do it all the time, though. Like, when they get kicked out of a bar and then try to come back in disguise. Did she come back in disguise? Did she have a little mustache on? Maybe a monocle?
I don't think that happened.
Mm.
Didn't you, when we were at an event, borrow somebody's jacket to get back in?
That does sound familiar.
We got kicked out. That's when we got bar banned from Banff.
No, I didn't try to go back in Banff. No, I just sat down and then I accepted it. And then our friend Jake,
he's the one that got the jacket and tried to get back in.
I believe he put on somebody's jacket and tried to get back in. You need a monocle and a mustache. That's the only way that works.
Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
The Masters start today, I believe, Jimmy. I know you didn't cover that in your sports.
No, sorry.
It's not really a big event in your world, I guess. But the Masters start today, and the big story is that Tiger Woods, y'all, he's returning. So they confirmed it last night. I saw they put out a post saying, welcome back, Tiger. He'll be returning from injury at the Masters this week. He was out on the course, but I was, it'd be amazing if he won it. He's 48 years old. He's severely injured.
I thought he was quitting after the last major that he did.
No.
With the injury, I thought he was talking about that.
No, he's still been working away and trying to get back. And I was reading about one of his friends did an interview saying that he'd been working really hard in the gym. He's eating right. And one thing he has done to prepare for the Masters this year is he's abstaining from sex until the tournament is over. It's a big deal for Tiger Woods. We know how much he likes the Waffle Houses and everything else. So he has been abstaining in order to prepare for golf. Jimmy, maybe you should golf more. If that's the secret to good golf, man, you might be really good at golf.
Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
So I have moved out of the city, Jimmy, and I gotta say, feels good. Feels really good. If you don't know, I'm from like the country. I'm from small town Saskatchewan. Yeah. I grew up, we had a cattle farm, family cattle farm, my grandparents, and then I grew up in a town of 500 people. So this kind of feels to me like I've gone full circle. And I'm moved back to more in touch with who I am, Jimmy, on the inside. No, it feels good, though. Like, even the stars. This morning I left, and I looked up, and it's just pitch black, and there's stars out. And like, wow, I haven't seen those guys in a few years. It's been a minute. Yeah, it feels good. We got some ducks. We got some chickens. Still have our quail that we had here in the city, but we got some chickens. So we got 6 chickens from this guy. And then his sister, I think, messaged and was like, I have ducks and we live in a house and they need a proper home. Do you guys want to take the ducks? And I'm like, all right, bring them over. So we put them out in the dugout yesterday for the first time, let them outside. And it was funny. It was the end of the night and you got to go bring in the ducks at the end of the night. You got to train them to go like to their house.
Oh, okay.
And they were so happy in the dugout. They wouldn't come. So we had to get Rodney, our golden retriever, we had to let him out, and then he went and chased them, and then he swims behind them, and he pushed them towards us, and they came to us. So I didn't think he'd be good at that, but maybe it's just instinct.
He didn't snap at them or anything?
No, he just wants to play with them. So they were swimming, and he swims behind them, and they don't like him, so they swim away, and he pushed them right to us, and we got them home
safely.
That's
fantastic.
Yeah,
he must be loving it out there.
Oh, the golden retriever Rodney is nonstop. Like, he is one speed only out there, and he hops. I put a video up actually on our Cruise social media, Facebook and Instagram, 95.7 Cruise FM, if you want to go see. I put a video of the first time we let him out of the car into the back pasture. And yeah, he just hops. He's up and down. And one of the nice things too, we had the furnace replaced on Friday because it was an old house and it had a really old furnace. And so we had the furnace replaced and we went into Vegreville for lunch, took a little drive into the city. Now, to me, Vegreville's a city. I know some people, it's a small town. It's a city, but we went into a restaurant for lunch, and some old man actually paid for our bill. Like, we were sitting there at this restaurant.
Oh, wow.
And like, the server comes up, and he goes, she goes, yeah, that guy paid for your entire lunch. He didn't know we were new to the area, anything. He said he had 12 grandkids, and he wanted to pay. And then we went into Walmart. And another man gave our kids $20 to treat themselves. I was like, welcome to small town living. This is the best.
That is funny.
It feels good to be in a small town. And it's not a weird small town like Tabor. Like, Jimmy grew up in Tabor. Tabor feels more like the type of place where they would
You've never been there.
I have been there.
You haven't.
I have been there before. I've driven through it and stopped at the Walmart before when I went camping in Waterton.
How long ago?
That was years ago. But all the stories about Tabor, everything about Tabor. Tabor is the type of place where they will put you on trial because they think you're a witch. That's Tabor.
No, that's not Tabor.
That is Tabor.
No, that's not Tabor.
You're not allowed to spit in Tabor. You're not allowed to swear in public in Tabor.
They've changed those laws.
They ring a bell at 7 p.m. where all the kids have to go home.
That stuff has changed.
No, it's no.
Hello. Cruise mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
Finally, a petition I can get behind here, Jimmy. Okay. I'm passionate about this one, and it was actually started by IKEA Canada. They launched a petition called End the Double Tax on Secondhand Items. I've never thought about this before. Why am I paying tax on items that I'm buying secondhand? That's what IKEA is saying. They're saying, why would you pay taxes again on an item? I guess they have a program at IKEA where you can sell things back to them and then they resell it. So that's why they're talking about this. IKEA is calling for it to change, saying you shouldn't have to pay tax on an item that you've already paid tax on or somebody else has paid tax on, especially when it's not the original price, the original packaging, or the original value of the item. It makes sense, doesn't it? We're double paying taxes at the thrift store. I never thought about it. Thank you, IKEA. So there is a change.org petition. You can go onto our webpage. I posted a blog post about it. Who fancy? Figure that out. So this a link right to it. It's also on our social medias, 95.7 Cruise FM. And yeah, it's got 2,700 signatures so far. Let's get it up there. End the tax on secondhand items. Come on, Trudeau.
I'm with you.
This is a Short Minute with Jimmy.
And it's Jimmy at the movies picking a movie from 1989. We celebrate 50 years of James B. White. Any suggestions on text there?
Yeah, we got The Abyss. That's a three-hour movie. Major League came in.
Oh, Major League.
Drugstore Cowboy came in.
That's a Matt Dillon movie. I think it's kind of twisted because they said, I bet Jimmy would like it. A little weirdo. But Matt Dillon, Heather Graham's in that. Yeah. Could watch that, Drugstore Cowboy. Uncle Buck came out in 1989.
Oh yeah.
Driving Miss Daisy.
I'm not doing that one again. You guys made
it. Oh, have you done that one already?
I did that one a few years ago.
Born on the 4th of July, Tom Cruise. That came out in 1989.
Yeah, I haven't done that
one. That's kind of a hard watch, to be honest. It's good, but it's a hard watch. Dead Poets Society. That's a big winner.
That's a big movie.
Yeah, yeah, Robin Williams, Ethan Hawke. That you've never reviewed it.
It's been a long time since I've seen it. I think, you know, a good Robin Williams might.
Yeah, maybe we should do a Robin Williams like serious, you know. Weekend at Bernie's also came out in 1989.
Because I watched Mississippi Burning. That was a serious movie, but I think Dead Poets Society. I think we might have to do that one.
You want to do Dead Poets Society? All right.
Yeah, let's do it.
War of the Roses came in too, though.
they're doing a remake of that.
Are they actually?
Yeah.
All right. This weekend, Jimmy will be going home to his den of sadness and reviewing Dead Poets Society with Robin Williams. The review, Monday morning.
Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
I know this is a little bit old, but as your fast food insider, I still need to talk about it. Because I was gone last week.
Yeah.
There's a new flavor of Frosty. It came out last week. It's obviously the Frosty is at Wendy's. It's a white chocolate strawberry Frosty.
Oh, wow. That sounds good.
So vanilla ice cream, a little strawberry puree on that, and then white chocolate shavings. It looks delicious. Like, if you look at the picture, the thing looks delicious. This is ice cream weather this week too, although it's always ice cream weather. I don't need it to be hot to eat ice cream. Probably my favorite treat.
Which do you prefer on hot weather, ice cream or a Slurpee?
Oh, ice cream. That's not even close. That's not even a competition in my mind.
I'm a Slurpee guy.
My wife is from Winnipeg and you were born in Winnipeg, so of course you both prefer Slurpees. That's the Slurpee Canada.
Back when I used to visit or even go there, like cousins, there was a 7-Eleven like on every corner.
It's literally voted every year the Slurpee capital of Canada. They consume more Slurpees in Winnipeg than anywhere else in the world. But I'm all ice cream. Even I'll get the Redders. I'll go to Redders in St. Albert and get the soft serve ice cream in the Slurpee. Makes it 1,000 times better.
Yeah.
For me, the Frosty, though. Like, if I'm going to get a Frosty, I'm just getting either a vanilla or a chocolate. Like, to me, it's perfect how it is. Get a cup of chocolate ice cream, dip a French fry in it. Yeah, that's the life for me. If you want to try it, though, it's a limited time offer from Wendy's, the white chocolate strawberry Frosty. That's the end of our podcast, Jimmy.
You can listen to our show tomorrow.
Catch us live every morning on 95.7 Cruise FM.